10B. Listen to the tour guide and answer the questions.
Welcome to the Big Apple.
Look at that.
Dude, this is
so good morning and welcome to New York.
Morning.
My name is Beth Stein and I was born and raised in the city. A local girl, in other words. On this tour, we'll be seeing some of the most popular sites in the city. Longest stops at Greenwich Village, Chinatown, Brooklyn Bridge, and Central Park will give you a chance to stretch your legs a little.
Good.
Right, let's get going. Times Square is now behind us, and we're heading down towards Lower Manhattan, driving along Broadway, taking us straight to where the expansion of New York City started, Lower Manhattan, which is the southernmost part of the island and the center of business and government. Tourists often only visit Manhattan when they come to New York, but one must remember that the city actually has five boroughs, or areas. The Bronx, Brooklyn, where I'm from, Queens, Staten Island, and Manhattan. Each of these boroughs has its own distinct character, but we'll be concentrating on Lower Manhattan on this tour, since many of the city's famous landmarks are situated here. Our tour ends at Central Park.
Oh, I love that. I've seen that in movies.
There it is.
This is so cool.
In front of us, we can see the Statue of Liberty, erected in 1886 and a gift of friendship from the people of France to the United States. The statue is a symbol of freedom and democracy, and her face is apparently modeled after the sculptor's mother. Right next to the Statue of Liberty, you can see another island in the Hudson River, Ellis Island. You've heard of Ellis Island, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where the immigrants first arrived. Half the population of our country can trace its roots back to Ellis Island. And here we are at Greenwich Village, home to some of the city's best-known writers and artists. New Yorkers call it the Village because it really started as a country village far away from the busy streets of downtown New York. The street pattern here reflects streams and early farm boundaries from the time when the settlers first built their farmhouses here. Everybody back at the bus in an hour, please.
Okay. I want to look at that place where...
Our next stop is Chinatown, New York's largest and most colorful ethnic neighborhood. It's been expanding so fast that it has overrun the nearby neighborhood of Little Italy. The streets of Chinatown teem with stalls and grocery stores, gift shops, and hundreds of Chinese restaurants. If you want to buy something from one of the stalls, be advised that some of the vendors here speak nothing but Chinese. We'll have a 2.5 hour break. The bus leaves again at 2:15.
Okay, I want to get some What?
Okay then, everybody happy?
I think so.
If you look to your right now, you'll see the famous Brooklyn Bridge. Unfortunately, buses and coaches are not allowed on the bridge, but you can either walk or bike across it if you like. The bridge is accessible 24/7, but sunsets are particularly nice. Always take a cardigan or a jacket along, though. It can get real chilly up there. From the bridge, you can take in the views of both Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Statue of Liberty. Brooklyn, an area that has become quite hip in recent years, lies across the bridge. We are now inching our way along one of the city's most famous streets, Fifth Avenue. As you can see, it's lined with prestigious boutiques and flagship stores. It's considered to be one of the most expensive shopping streets in the world. Over there's Nike, Tiffany's, Lindt Chocolate, Armani. It's also the traditional route for many parades in New York City. Oh, there's the public library, the Flatiron Building. If you look straight ahead now, you'll get the best view of the Empire State Building on 32nd Street. It's probably the most iconic landmark in the city.
Yeah.
The tallest building in New York City It has appeared in dozens of movies, and it's the jewel in the crown of the NYC skyline.
Where's King Kong?
Oh, yeah.
At the time of its completion in 1931, it was the tallest building in the world.
Really?
But, of course, the tallest building in the city today is the Freedom Tower, built on the Ground Zero site where the World Trade Center Twin Towers used to be. And here we are at Central Park, described as the lungs of the city. Central Park brings a breath of fresh air to New York's crowded streets. It's one of the world's most famous and beloved public parks, with over 843 acres of meadows, hills, ball fields, and bodies of water. We'll be taking a walk through the southern half of the park, where there are plenty of great photo opportunities. Our tour will end in front of the Dakota Apartments, where the famous musician John Lennon was murdered.
If only it could have been Yoko.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us. Our driver, Stan, has a box by the door. Your contributions are appreciated. A big hand to Stan.
Yeah, thank you, Stan. Thank you.
Thanks, Stan.